This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The United Nations has declared December 18th to be International Migrants Day. The goal is to publicize the plight of the world's 262 million migrants as they search for better lives. I talked to Genevieve Gencianos about migrant workers and their families. Ms. Gencianos is the coordinator of the Migrant Program of Public Services International. The PSI is the global union federation which represents public sector workers at the world level. I asked Ms. Gencianos why there are so many people becoming migrants.
International migration today is about the search for decent work. People are migrating because they're looking for work. The International Labour Organization estimates that over half of the 232 million international migrants today are economically active. And together with their families, migrant workers comprise 90% of this total. And what is also interesting is that almost half of the international migrants today are women. They are migrating on their own right. They are migrant workers themselves. And about one-eighth of the total are young people ages between 15 and 24.
How is global migration affecting public services and public sector workers?
Within the sectors of PSI, which represents a third of its membership from the health and social care and medical sectors, that there is also the global shortage of health workers. And this shortage is also pushed by the inequality, where there are more health workers in the developed regions as compared to the developing countries like in sub-Saharan Africa, where they are experiencing more of the burden of the epidemics. They don't have enough health workers because they are migrating. So that also has an impact on public health services. And at the same time, the migration is also influenced by the demographic shift, where we are seeing developed regions are aging, their populations are aging, and that means they will require more care, including healthcare staff. What is also important to note in terms of the effect of migration in public services is the economic crisis and the austerity measures that governments are taking on and how these contribute to loss of jobs. Across Europe today, we are seeing the growth of the public sector working poor, where many of the public service workers have lost their jobs or their income is no longer sufficient for them to have a decent life. And so they're leaving their own countries, particularly those countries hit hard by the crisis in Southern Europe. And these public service workers are leaving their jobs to become migrant workers in the Northern European countries. All these have profound impact on the quality of public services, the availability of public services, and also migrant workers in countries hit hard by the crisis are also experiencing a denial of access to public services, public health services, for example, education services and social services.
What are some of the issues facing migrant workers?
In the destination countries, migrants are the first to lose access to public services. They're also the first to lose their jobs because of the loss of jobs from the crisis and from these austerity measures. That's one challenge that we are seeing across Europe today and many of those countries affected by the economic crisis. There is continuing growth of unemployment, especially high youth unemployment, including in the public services. And this also a big push factor to migration. At the same time that there's unemployment, there's also the rise in precarious work. And we know that a majority of these precarious workers are also migrant workers. And they are women and they are young workers. And this rise in precarious work is driven by privatization, the dismantling of public services, the deregulation and the outsourcing of jobs, particularly in the public services.
There have been a number of reports about the recruitment agencies which migrant workers use to get to the destination countries. Many of these agencies, as I understand the situation, exhibit unethical practices. Tell us about these agencies.
A lot of abuses are caused by these unethical recruitment agencies and placement agencies that put migrants in very vulnerable situations or in exploitative and precarious living and working conditions. And we know that the conditions of recruitment are actually very important in terms of guaranteeing access to trade union rights for migrant workers, many of them are afraid to join trade unions or are continuously put in bonded labor because of these exploitative and unethical recruitment practices. So that's a major challenge that we in the trade union movement are taking on as a matter of priority. And as well as the international community is also now looking at making sure that these recruitment agencies become accountable and that they become transparent in terms of their operations and they are regulated.